Today's daf in Masechet Gittin brought to you by Ben Chamot Yerushalayim on this Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon is daf Nun Chet, and we are holding right at the bottom line of daf Nun Zayin Amud Beit. Omar Rabba Bar Bachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, continuing on with the story of the Churban Habayit and of the destruction of Beitar. 40 sa'a kitzutzei tefillin nimtzu'u b'roshei harugei Beitar. There were 40 sa'a, enormous amount of tefillin, batim, that were found from those who had been murdered in Beitar. The kitzitza is referring always to the bite as opposed to the ritzuot. And Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, was shalosh kupot shalar ba'im arba'im sa'a. It's much more than that. It was three whole truckloads of 40 saw a piece. B'matnita tana arba'im kupot shal shalosh sa'im. That it was actually 40 kupot, but each one only had three saw. But not plagi. It depends on the size, because the larger amount is referring to the tefillin shel rosh. They separated out the tefillin shel rosh in those days. It used to be larger. They didn't have the technology that we have. So to have the four batim was much bigger. In the tefillin shel yad, it was only one bayit because it's only all of the parshas are written together. So that was smaller. So they're both are correct. So how the ratio, one is referring to tkitzitza of tefillas harosh, and how the dara, one is referring to tefillas shod yad. Omer Abasi arba'a kabin moach nimtzua levan achat. Four kav of shattered brains of children were found on one evan in Beitar. Ula martish akavi. Omer of kana vitema shilo bar mori maikro. Where do we see that this is referenced in the pasuk? Bat Pavela Shiduda Ashreshi Yeshalem Lachet Mulei Shagamat Lano Ashreshi Yochez V'nipetzet Olalayich Ala Sela. We'll be happy to smash your kid brains on the Sela. So it's obviously referring to a Mida Geneged Mida of what was done to Bnei Yisrael. Then we continue on to be Derish Psukim in Eicha Bnei Tzion HaYikarim HaMesulaim B'paz. What is the Lashon Mesulaim B'paz? Mesulaim, does it mean like a lashon of solel boneh, meaning that they covered themselves over with so much jewelry that they were covered in gold? That can't be the shevach of Bnei Tzion, because Armi Devei Rav Shili, tarate mitkele yisteri pisa nochut bi'alma. There were two basic treasures of fine gold coins, so to speak, that came down to the world. One is in Rome. In other words, the Roman Empire controls all of that. And between all the rest of the world, chora b'kulei alma. And the rest of the world gets the rest. This is like l'havdil today, that the cyber experts of Eretz Yisrael is connected to the cyber experts of all the other countries in the world put together.
Exports,
yeah. Except for the United States, I mean, that's Rome, you know.
There's all the wealth.
This is unbelievable. Anyway, so but we're not going to be Meshabeach Tzion for something that is essentially in Rome. That doesn't make sense. What it means, Mesulaim, is a lotion of Sulu. Sulu is the Besalsel. So it's a lotion of Shevach. Shehayu meganim et hapaz biyofyan. They were so beautiful that they made gold look sickly. The important people in Rome, they used to take Playboy magazines with them to bed and turn them on, and then they would sleep with their wives, and they figured they'd have beautiful children like the, you know, Playboy magazine. But then they see, oh my God, these Bnei Yisrael are 100 times more beautiful. I'd rather have kids like that. So Mikan ve'elach ma'iti Bnei Yisrael, they would bring the Jewish kids and they would tie them to their beds, and then they would sleep with their wives then, so that their children, they should have children that look like that. So one of these kids, they're Romans. Omerle, did you never read Asterix? Omerle chad l'chavri, so one of them, one of these kids says to the kids next to him, "Ha hecha k'tiva, where is this merumas in the Torah?" I mean, this is just nauseating. Oh, Marley, Gam Kol Choli, every sickness and every maka, that's not the Sefer Torah. That's what's going to happen. Omar, so the kid says to the other one, I never got that far in Cheder yet, you know, because we were holding only in the middle of Dvorim. This is already a little later. How much more would I have had to learn to get there? So Kama Marchitna Midufta Plan, how do I get to that Pasuk? It's not so far, it's a Pustava Palka, it's another page and a half. Oh, Malay, well, if I would have been in your grade, I wouldn't have needed you, and you explained it to me. It's obvious that this is the sickest thing I ever saw. So, Malay, I wouldn't have needed you to explain it. It would have been pretty obvious. What is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel specifically was quoted as saying? That this pasuk had to do with him. That my eyes cry for my soul, for all of the Banot is also a lashon Banotiri, all of the cities around my city. Remember, Banot Tehen we had before is the suburbs of Yerushalayim. So Banot Yerushalayim. So it's referring to Arba Neot Batei Knesset Hayu Bikrach Bitar. Bitar had 400 different Batei Knesset. Bekol Echad Ve'Echad. Hayuba Arba Meot Malam De Tinokot. Of course, in Beitar, like today, everybody makes their bermuda piping Malam De Tinokot. So, every one of them had 400 different classes of Malam De Tinokot, and each one of them had 400 Tinokot Shal Beit Rabban that they were in charge of. Ukishaya Ne Oyev Nichnas Lasham. And if any Roman would dare walk in and try to interrupt the class, Hayat Dokrino Tan Bechutrehem. They would stab them with the little sticks that they had to show the place for the kids. Those Romans learned to stay away from there. But then, when the Romans were misgaber v'lachdun, they wrapped them all in their svarim and burned them. So this is what he was saying. Reb Shimon Gamliel was the only one that was left from all of these kids. He managed to escape. It was once a story that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania had gone to Rome. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania was very rich, and he was told when he arrived in Rome that these Romans have captured this Jewish kid, absolutely gorgeous kid. You could just imagine what they're going to be doing with him. So he figures, okay, I'm going to see what kind of kid this is, and if he's really somebody special, I'm going to pay to get him out of there. So halach v'amad al petach beit ha'asurim, and he shouts out from the petach of the jail, mi natam l'mishisa Yaakov v'Yisrael bozazim. So the kid understood that there was a code message to him. So Ana Otot Tinog Vamar Halo, he continued the posit. Halo Hashem Zu Chatanulo, Velo Avu Bedrachav Haloch, Velo Shamu Betorato. So so Rabbi Yeshua understood immediately, wow, this kid's a bucky in Tanakh, I say, after he understood right away. Amar Muftachani Boshimoro Rabbi Yisrael. No question, this kid's going to be a Gadol Yisrael. Whatever it's going to cost me, I'm going to get this kid out of there. People say that he wouldn't move from the door of the jail until he had it all arranged. And this is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who was the Kohen Gadol.
In light of Rabbi's recent shirim, should he ask the
but
what
do
you see in
this
conception? The suggestion. No, but Rabbi didn't explain it to us.
I didn't feel it was necessary, but obviously I'm aware of it. I didn't feel it was part of the Pashtus of the Dav. Omer of Yudomarab, Maaseh Bivno, famous Maaseh that we read in the Kinais. Maaseh Bivno Bivitosh Rabishmo Ben Elisha Shenishbul Shnei Adonim. So the two, one male and one female daughter of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, were captured by two Romans. So one of them says, boy, I've got this Eved Shenki of Yobachol Olam. You've never seen a boy like this in your life. It's amazing. I've got the Shifcha from the Jews. I've never seen a gorgeous girl like this. So they decided, Bov and Nisim Zelazet, let's have them make kits for us so we could sell for God knows what. And they put them together. This is ridiculous. I'm going to get married to a Shifcha. The reason that they called her Tzafnat is because she was so gorgeous. There was nobody who could resist watching her. Akotzofim biofia. Bat Peniel, why was she called Bat Peniel? She was the daughter of the Kohen Gadol. And Peniel is a lashon of Shishimesh Lifnai Velifnim, the one who was inside the Peniel. And these Romans, Nitalel Bashaboy Kol Alayla, they were raping her the whole night. The Mocher, he'll be Shar Shiva Chalukim, dressed her up in these seven levels of beautiful clothing, and takes her out to the Shuk, to sell her. The ugliest guy you can imagine comes out there and he says, I want to see how beautiful she is. Marlo, strip her down so we can take a look at her. Marlo, the guy who's selling her says, you stupid idiot, Reika. You want to buy? Buy. Marlo, look, I don't trust you about nothing. I want to see the goods. Afa pike, ifshita. So he takes off the top six begonim. And the seventh beget, she tears, karata, and she rolls around in the dirt. And Amrala Fanav, she says, Ribono Shel Olam, Im Aleinu Lo Chasta, Al Kedushat Shemcha Gibor Lama Lo Tachus. This is so outrageous that this is the way that your children are treated. It's intolerable. Alea Kun Inim Rio. But Amir, he grew sack with Poshiba Efer, Eva Yachida Sila, Bispa Tamurim, Kipitom Yavoa Shodeid Aleinu. What does it say, Aleinu? I should have said, Kipitom Yavoa Shodeid Aleich. It's talking about Batami. But Aleinu, this is the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Yirmiyo, Ela Aleinu Kavayachol Alei Ve'Aleich Bashodeid. It's not an attack. Just like this woman felt, it's not an attack on her, it's an attack on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Avrachamim al Shimcha Gibor, very interesting use of the shame, no? Because that's the pshat. It's all very nice to be Gibor in the sense of, you know, that you can control yourself. But, I mean, the bottom line is it's a bizarre for the shame. Look at the way that the Goyim see it. And that's what she cared about. What is the meaning of the way that Klal Yisrael acted? This is already a reference to that which is Geirim the Churban. So there, Micha is talking about the horrible Maisim, the way people treated each other, that they would steal Chamdu Sadot, Kazlu, Batim, Venaso, Ashku, Gever, Ubeito, V'ish, V'nachlato. So how do you steal a man and his home? What kind of thing would that mean? So there was a Maisa Badam Echad. There was a guy who was a carpenter's apprentice. And he happened to come from a family with money. And he fell in love with the wife of the carpenter. And it was a Shulya Denagri Avi. He was a carpenter's apprentice. And he was Natani Nav Beishet Rabo. It was a Pamachat with Strach Lulavot. So once the carpenter needed some money to borrow, so he says to him, he says, well, I have money. Why don't you send your wife over to me and I'll send the money back with her, Valvena. So he sends his wife to this guy, to his student, and he keeps her for 3 days. He's having a great time. So after 3 days, Kadam Avayetzlo. So he says, what's going on? What happened to my wife? Amalo, gee, I don't know. I gave her a check and sent her back right away. But I heard that she had quite a time with some teenagers on the road, you know. Well, Marlo, what do you recommend I do? Well, Marlo, I'll tell you, look, I mean, I, under the circumstances, I would divorce her. And, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous. Well, Marlo, but k'duvatam ruba. I mean, I can't afford to divorce her. Don't worry, he says to me. Ani alvacha. I'll lend you all the money you need to divorce her. You pay her k'tuva. So he gets up and divorces her. This guy goes and marries her. Then arrives the time when he's got to pay the debt. He can't pay the debt. So kivan shigiyaz mana v'lo hayala lifra. So the student says to him, okay, I'll tell you what you could do. You could become my dishwasher and housekeeper, you know. So bo v'asei mi b'chofcha, you know, next 10 years you'll be working for me. And they're sitting there, his ex-wife and this guy, and they're eating and drinking and having fun. And he's sitting there mixing the drinks. The tears flowing down, noshrot veinav, falling into their cups as he's putting it on the table. And it was alotash sha'a nitchatem gzardin. That's when the gzardin of the Churban was signed. That's the meaning of ish uveito, man, and his home that they steal. Amrila, others say that, no, it wasn't that. It was ashtei p'tilot b'ner echad, which is obviously a sexual reference. You know, you put two wicks in the same candle. So that means people would trade wives and that have keres. But that was the makor of the chatima. Anyway, now we're getting back to our mission again. Lakach min ha-sikri kot. So somebody buys from the sikri kot. So we have this whole halacha. The way the halacha developed after the two additional takonas was that we have to wait 12 months. If at the 12 months there's no action from the owner, so at that point you have a right to buy and you have to pay 25%, which is the assumed amount that you got it cheaper to the original owner that the goy took it from. So this whole halacha initially we said you first go to the sikri kot, then it's no good. You first go to the seller. So initially, if the guy would say, you know, if he gives you permission, then that's okay. Well, Marav, it's not okay unless he actually writes a shtar. So in the case where we said if you buy first with sikri kot and then you ask the guy, he could say, yes, absolutely, and it won't mean a thing because we understand that he's only saying that out of fear. He doesn't want to have to start. The guy's going to say, oh, you're preventing me from selling the field. I have my little ways. So that's fine. That's in a case, that's where he said to the guy, yes, please go, you know, buy the field, it's fine. But if he would write a shtar, I mean, you know, we have to write a shtar as if he sold it to him. He writes a shtar for it, then Enochinami would be kone. The guy can't come back and say, I only wrote a shtar because I was afraid of the sikri kot. Shmuel says, even if he wrote a shtar, it still wouldn't mean that he sold it with a full heart. He wouldn't be kona unless he wrote achrayut in the shtar. Achiktov lo achrayut, that if anybody comes and takes it from him, that you can come back to me and I'll pay you for that value. So there obviously he can't come back and take it himself. Tanya kavate de Shmuel, we seem to have a braita that says like Shmuel that even with the shtar it won't help, unless there's achrayut. Because in the similar case, remember we had two cases in the Mishnah. One was the case of sikri kot, and one was a similar case where somebody buys a field that was miyuchad for a woman's ketubah, and he asks the woman for the rights for sale after he already bought it from the husband. She could say, look, you know, what am I going to start a fight? Nachat ruach asiti levali. But if he asks the woman first, so then the very fact that he didn't speak to her husband about it, she didn't have to agree. So there we find exactly the same question, that if lakach min ha'isha, v'chazav lakach min ha'ish, okay, so over there she didn't have to agree. So there mikho kayan. But, as it said in the Mishnah, if first you lakach min ha'ish, v'chazav lakach min ha'isha, that's the same thing as buying first from the sikri kot, and then going back to the owner. So over there the mikach is bato, unless... Now dig this, because this is exactly Shmuel. Unless, ashtichtov lo achrayut. Unless she writes him a shtar with achrayut in it, so then she can't say, nachat ruach asiti lebal, she's not mechuyev to write a shtar with achrayut for nachas ruach. Wait, so this seems to be name it avit yuv to the Rav? This shows that a contract is not enough. What do you think achrayut means, my friend? The word achrayut means a shtar. In other words, It means you wrote the shtar, and that shtar serves as achrayut, as a normal shtar, that this becomes as achrayut. Now remember that there is also a halacha of chazaka. Obviously, on the top of him, you get a chazaka right away. The fact that you are in possession means you're in possession. But by karka, how do you ever establish possession? So, okay, so we know the entire halacha of cheskes kasher, chazaka on a property, on real estate, is 3 years. So in this case, he buys it from the Sikrikun Goy, but he eats it 3 years in front of the Baalim. Now he sells it to a second Jew. So you've got three stages here. The Goy stole it, the Sikrikun took it. First guy goes ahead and he buys it from the Sikrikun, eats it for 3 years, Shnot Chazakah, sells it to a second Jew, the third person beside the original owner. So then the din is, well, then in the Baalim alokeach hasheni klo, he cannot sue the second Jewish buyer. Now this doesn't make any sense. What is this talking about? Hechidami. I mean, if the second buyer, ida katoin va'omar minach zavna, if he says, well, I happen to know that the first guy bought it from you afterwards, meaning he gave the required 25%, the way the tikkun was, and therefore I'm free and clear, I bought it from a real owner. So then, well, what does that have to do with the second buyer? If the first buyer had said that, it would have been the same thing. It's a chazaka with a taina. I don't understand what the problem is. I feel rishonami. If he can't say that the first buyer bought it from you, then that would mean that the second guy is in the same position, because if there's no chazaka with a taina, there's no chazaka. Chazaka doesn't mean I ate it 3 years and then the guy says, "How come you ate it? How come you didn't say anything?" And therefore, it must be that I'm right. Well, what do you mean you're right? What is the basis of your eating it for 3 years? I don't know. Nobody ever said anything. Nobody ever said anything. So therefore, you're coming to me and say, why didn't I say anything? I'm not going to say anything. It's my field. You admit that it's my field. So if the first guy didn't have a taina, so then how did the second guy get a taina? It doesn't make any sense. So what is the advantage of talking about a case where the first guy sold it to the second guy? If it's a chazaka with a taina, then the first guy could have kept it himself. If it's a chazaka without a taina, then the second guy can't keep it. So it's ridiculous. Omer Pshat, no, I'll tell you what the Pshat is. Pshat is very simple. The second guy doesn't know, right? So he can't taina. He's not saying, I happen to know for a fact that I saw that the first guy paid you the requisite 25%. But the thing is that we know that there are times when the Beit Din will taina for someone based on an umdana. And this is one of those cases. We could go and say, to Anim Leoresh, remember we had before cases where even though the Yoresh isn't expected to know what's going on, we will be to'ain for him because it's only reasonable that had he known, he would have had this taina. Well, in this case, we also have Tanina Lelokeach. Because why in the world would somebody have bought a property and not paid taxes, so to speak? In other words, the 25% is going to kill the deal. He's going to put down 75% to the Sikrikun. And then he's not going to bother paying the 25%. Knowing that that could cost him every last penny. Because the guy can come and take it away from him. See, you weren't Makayim the Takon of the Sikrikun. And therefore you bought it illegally and I want it back. So you got to be crazy to do that. Once you're putting out the money, you're going to pay the extra 25% to make sure that the karka stays by you. Therefore, it's just not reasonable. So if the first guy can't say it, I mean, he's supposed to know. If the first guy can't say it, then obviously he doesn't have a chazaka. But how's the second guy supposed to know? So he's making an assumption that the first guy had bought it legally. He's been there for 3 years. So Besdin will be towing for the second guy who couldn't know. That unless we know otherwise, we have to assume that the din of the Sikrikun was actually taken care of. Tadarabban. Now, in a case where a property is taken away by a goy from a Jew because of money owed against it, or even machmat an perot, or I don't know, I mean, the guy could be a mafia guy, and he's tam and he steals it, right? Okay, so on parole doesn't mean that the guy will get killed. It just means it's somebody you don't want to start up with, as we saw before, in cases where you can get it back. It's not as if he sold it b'leif shalom, because you're making a deal you can't refuse. So in such a case, there's no concept of a secret coin. And on parot atzma, the actual thing that was taken on under those kind of circumstances, it would require 12 months of waiting before anybody's allowed to buy it. Well, what? Did you just say there's no nemesis record? So if there's no nemesis record, well, 12 months has nothing to do with anything. The dinner 12 months was only in the case where there's a tzakonim secret code. You wait for 12 months, there's no action against the property. The guy's trying to sell it to goy. You're allowed to buy it without further ado as long as you pay 25% to the owner. That's the only time 12 months raised its head. Now, here you make an idiotic statement. You say, there's no dinner secret code and you have to wait 12 months. Well, those two things are absolutely contradictory. Now, well, of course they are. That's because you're not reading it right. It's saying like this, ein bo sikri kon. And if there were dinim of sikri kon atzma, even there you'd have to wait 12 months. Tzrich hashet tished yud beis chodesh. Omer of Yosef, naktinan einan parot bebovo. We have a Kabbalah that there's no such thing as an parot in Bovel. What do you mean there's no such thing as an parot? I mean, you're blind? Chazina di'ika, and his reports every day in the newspaper of people that forced all those railroad companies forcing the guys to sell the field, you know. You're saying, I mean, what do you mean they forced? People were scared. Chazina di'ika, la ema. No, the point is ein din an parot bebavel. All we're saying is that we're never going to be mafsid, someone who bought on parot, because I'll tell you, it's not a hefker veld over here in Bavel. Why? Because given the yikabe dava, this is the makor of the word dor. The dor was the government representative, and still in many, all across the United States. If you have a post office, you're a real town. If you don't have a post office, you got nothing.
In Haran, the municipality and the post office are the same building.
Oh, there you go. So since in Bavel, every town has a Beit Davar, and the Beit Davar, you're supposed to go and complain, right? In other words, you put in an official complaint.
Yeah, write a letter.
Well, it's, going to the Kishla. They always tell you, they go to the Kishla. Everybody runs to the Kishla, puts in a complaint. Okay, but at least it's on file, So over here, this guy never went and lodged a complaint. So lo azil kabil. So if it was lo azil kabil, something must be going on. So, apparently he doesn't intend to get it back. So chuliyachol, for whatever reason, and therefore, that's what we mean. You cannot taina if there was no complaint, and you check the police register, you check the land register, the guy can't come and say to you, no right to buy. That's what we mean. Now, there was a maisa with Gidel Bariali. Gidel Bariali was a rich guy. And he was kabel ara betaska b'nei baga. So it used to be that each area was split up into valleys, where agricultural valleys. There was a village, right? And then all the fields around that village, every home in the village had their area in the baga, where they would grow things. And to deal with taxes, they didn't deal with each landowner separately in those days. They would put a general tax bill against the village and the baga, and then the village itself would prorate the bill according to the size of the sadot of the people that were there. Now, if somebody went away for a while and wasn't around to farm his field, that made absolutely no difference to the government, just like it doesn't today. You pay your taxes, we couldn't care less. So you've got your land taxes, those are the land taxes. So then the village would be responsible, even though this guy wasn't around. So what did they do? Basically, there was a law that allowed any individual who would take up the slacks that the whole village didn't have to pay it. So that individual had a right to farm that land for the years of tax that he paid. So if the guy wasn't around, so then what would happen here is Gidel Bariali in that particular village. So he was the one that used to pay the taxes for anybody missing, and he was a large farmer. He would simply add that land in, and he would make his money back and more for paying the taska. So what happened once is a guy had gone away, and the assumption was he was going to be missing for a while. And so he went ahead and he paid up 3 years of taxes in advance. So Akdim V'yoyev Zuzet Etzlat Shni. At the end, the guy shows up after the first year and he wants to move back onto his land. And L'sof Ata Marvata Kamoy. And in that case, if there's now somebody else farming the land, then the government reissues a tax bill. You know, this year's tax bill is now against this guy. So he says, Omerle, Shata Kamaita, Diahavta Achalta. Look, I was away that year, and, you know, I'm very happy. You paid the taxes, and you took the ground. You made your money back. You know, but I'm taking over right now. I'm going to be paying the taxes this year. And Anan Yavinan and Anan Achlinan. I mean, you know, I don't care that you, I mean, who asked you to pay up? It's not my taxes you paid up. You paid the government for taxes. I still have my land. And I'm going to get the bill and I'm going to pay the taxes this year. So bye-bye. Now, obviously, Gidel Bar Yali wanted the right to continue farming this land because, well, I paid up in advance. So Atul Kamir of Papa. So Rav Papa initially thought, Lamichtav Lake Tirfa B'nei Baga, that, well, look, I mean, this is essentially a case where the government gave you the right to buy the land from the government by paying up the taxes. So that's what you did. I mean, even though it's a buy the land per annum, but you paid 3 years, so you have three per annum, so to speak, that you have a right to keep it. When it says Abnei Baga, it doesn't mean on the entire village. It means on the people in the village, meaning on the guy. So if he wants to go take the land back, so then Enochinami, he's going to have to pay him back for that money. Omale Ravuna, Bereder of Yoshua of Papa, you know essentially what you're doing? You are making this guy the equivalent of a secret con. You're saying, by paying the government, right, so basically, you went ahead and you bought it off of the secret cone. That's what you're saying. And therefore, you know, you now have the right to the, yeah, I mean, we're talking about the din is that you're not mafsid. You know, you just pay back the bialim, whatever it is that was cheaper for you. So over here, why should he lose what it is that he paid up to the government? And he, l'chora, should be, he should be able to collect the entire thing. But that's not true. The Melech is not a secret kohen. He doesn't own the land. He wasn't taking land away from anybody. There was nothing but a tax bill. So you want to go ahead and pay a tax bill that nobody asks of you? And thinking that, therefore, you will have the right? I mean, where in the world are you getting that from? You know, and all you have is a bill that the government was going to collect. I'm sorry. Mr. Gidel Bar Reali was not very Reali in this. And he niach mo'otav al karnatzvi. He put his money, you know, very safe place to put your money. You know, you just put it right there, tie it here. He's just got a deer passing by. Let's tie it to his very safe karnatzvi, and he runs away. Nothing to do with it.
That's why they call it
the source for the...
What? That's why it's called a karen.
So the source for that's right. The symbol of the... Rishuta
Doar
here is a...
Yes. If you pay your bills through the Doar, Yiniach Mo'otav al Karnatzvi, that's for sure. Sir, don't send cash, that's for sure.
So is the Karnatzvi like the screw?
Every letter is slid open. That's amazing. Every letter.
I like the old city, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah.
A lot of checks that...
No, yeah, just slid open.
Even the P.O. Box. Yeah. 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 I heard some stories to the P.O. Box.
Incredible. Yeah.
So is the Karnatzvi like the screw you?
Yeah, basically. I mean, that's Karen. Karen. No. It's probably really true that it's connected, Karen. No, the thing that you can, the only thing that's going to be left of the tzvi is the Karen. The problem is that the tzvi runs away. So it's called the Karen. Yeah. Review. Omar Rabba Barba Panama Rabbi Yochanan Arba Imkabin Kitsutse Tefillin Nimtzu Baroshe Haruge Betar Rabbi Yanai Rabbi Shmuel Amar Shalosh Kupot Shel Arba Im Arba Im Sa'a. The Matnita Tanarba Im Kupot Shel Shalosh Shalosh Sa'in Velo Pligi. Od Reisha Vod Dari. Om Revasi Arba'a Kabi Moach Nimtzu Aleven Achat Ulomer Tishat Kabi Om Rev Kanavite Mashila Bar Mori Mikro. But Bavela Sheduda, Ashrei sheyeshalem lach. Ashrei sheyochaz v'dipetzet olalayach al hasela. One very important nakuda that you may have noticed is that from the time that we've noted that David HaMelech had a nevias about the Churban Rishon and the Churban Sheni and put them together in Al Naharot Bavel, we see that the psukim that are referring to Churban, even in Eicha, is applicable both to the Churban Rishon and to Churban Sheni. And we expect that if it says Bat Bavel Shenuda, it's the same thing about Arugei Beitar. B'nei Tzion Ayikarim HaMesulaim B'Paz. My Mesulaim B'Paz. Omale, what do you mean? It says Gam Kol Choli v'Kol Maka shelokatu b'Sefer Torah Azot. Omale, I didn't get there yet. Kama marchik to miduch to plan. Omale, ingit pusta v'palga. Omale, well, I could tell you, imatay l'gabelo, it's tricha l'chad. Explain that to me. Om Rabbi Yirom Mishlom Mishlom Rabbi Shimon Begam Liyah. Ma'ay dechtiv eini ol olol nafshi miko benot iri arba me'ot batei chnesiot ayu b'chrach b'itar. U'b'chol achat v'yachat ayu b'arba me'ot melamdei tinokot. וכל אחד ואחד יהיו לפניו מאות תינוקות של בית רבן. וכשהיה אויב בר נכנס לשם, היו דוקרים אותם בחוטריהם. וכשגבר האויב ולחדום, כרחום בספריהם וציתום באש. תנו רבון המעשה ברבי יהושע בן חנניה, שהלך לכרך גדול שברומי. אמרו לו, תינוק אחד יש בבית עשרים יפה עיניים וטוב רואי, וקבוצותיו סדורות לו טלטלים. הלך ואמר על פתח בית האסורין, אמר, מי נתן למשיסה יעקב וישראל לבוזזים? ענה אותו תינוק ואמר, הלו השם זו חתנו לו, ולא אהבו בדרכיו הלוך ולא שמעו בתורתו. אמר, מובטחני בו שמורה הוראה בישראל, עבודה איני זז מכאן, עד שבדנו בכל מומן שפוסקים עליו. אמר לו, זז משם עד שפדעו במומן הרבה, ולא היו ימים מועטים עד שהורה הוראה בישראל, אמנו ובשמו בן אלישע. אמרו יונה אמרה, מעשה בבנו ביתו של רבי שמעון בן אלישע, שנשבו לשני אדונים, לימים נזדווגו שניהם במקום אחד, זה אומר, יש לי עבד שאין כיופיו בכל העולם, וזה אומר, יש לי שפחה שאין בכל העולם כולו כיופיה. אמרו, בוא ונסיים זה לזה ונחלק בוועדות, הכניסו לחדר, זה יושב בקרן זווית זה, וזו ישבה בקרן זווית זה, זה אומר, אני כהן בן כהנים גדול למסר שפחה, זאת אומרת, אני כהנת, בת כהנים גדולים, מנסה לעבד, וברכו כל הלילה, כיוון שעלה עמוד השחר, הכירו זה את זה, ונפלו זה על זה וגאו בבחיית שיצאו נשמתם, ועליהם כהן ירמיהו, הלילה אני בוכיע, איני יורדה מים. עומר יש לוקש מעשה בשעה אחת, וצופנת בת פניאל, שמעת צופנת שהכות צופין ביופיה, בת פניאל ביתו של כהן גדול ששימש לפני ולפנים, שנתעלל בה שבועי כל הלילה, למוכר ולבישה שבעה חלוקים, והוציאה לו מכל מוכרה. בא אדם אחד שהיה מכוער ביותר, אמר לו, הראיני את יופיה, אמר לו, ריק היה, אם אתה רוצה לי כך, כך, אין כי יופיה בכל העולם כולו. אמר לו, אף הפי כן, הפשיטה שישה חלוקים ושבי קראתה ונתפרשה באפר, אמרה לפניו, ריבונו של העולם, אם עלינו לא חסת על קדושת שמך, כבר, למה לא תחוץ? ועליה קונה נרמיהו בת תמיך הגריסק והתפרשי באפר אבל יחיד עשי לך מספרת תמרורים כי פתאום יבוא השודד עלינו ועלייך לא נאמר אלא עלינו כבר יכול עליי ועלייך בשוד, עליי ועלייך בשודד אומר רבי יונה אמר רב מי תכתיב וישקו גבר את ביתו ואיש ונחלתו מעשה באדם אחד שנתן עיניו בישת רבו he was a shoy of the nagri ואמרת, הוצלח רבו ללוות, ואמר לו, שגר אשתך אצלי, I'll be happy to Alvena, שגר אשתו אצלושה, אמא שלושה ימים. קודם הוא בא, הוא אמר, what the heck happened, אשתי ששיגרתי לך, איך אני? אמר לו, אני פתעתי על האלטר, אבל אני שמעתי שהתינוקות נדעלו בה בדרך. אמר לו, מה יעשה? אמר לו, אם אתה שומע להצעתי גרשה, אמר לו, I can't afford it, כתובתה מרובה, אמר, don't worry, אני אלווך. ותן לה כתובתה, מה זה בגרשה? הלך הוא ונשאה. וכיוון שהגיע הזמנו ולא היה לו לפורו, אמר לו, it's fine, you be my housekeeper, בוא ועשה עם מי בחופך. ויהם יושבים ואוכלים ושותים, והוא היה עומד ומשקיע להם, והיו דמעות נושרות מעיניו ונופלות בקוציהם, ועל אותה שעה נתרתם גזר דין, והמילה על שתי פתילות בנר אחד. לקח מנסי קריקון אמריו, לא שונו, אלא דאמר לו, לחזק וקני, but if the original owner writes out a star, then he's gone. בשמול אמרי, even a star doesn't matter. He wouldn't be gone unless he actually writes אחריות נכסים. תניה קבעתי דשמול, רבי שמעון בן אלעזר אומר, לקח מן האישה וחזה ולקח מן האיש מכל קיים. מן האיש וחזה ולקח מן אישה מכל בטל, unless עד שתכתוב לו אחריות. ונאם את אבי תיופת הרב, אומר לך הרב, מהי אחריות המשטר? תונו רבה, לקח מן הסיקריקון ואכלה 3 שנים מפני הבעלים וחזר ומאחרה לאחר, אין לבעלים על הלוקח השני כלום. זה יחידם, אידה קטוין ואמר מנוח זהב נעשה אפילו ראשונם, ואידה לא קטוין ואמר מנוח זהב נעשה אפילו שני נעמי לא. אומר, אפשר שלעולם דלא קטוין, לא יננו לס, כגון זה טוענים ליורש וטוענים ללוקח. And therefore, the first guy, Yidach, he toini, he lo toino. Tone Rabbanan Abba, machmat chov, machmat anporot, ein bo mishum tzikri kun. Ve anporot atzma, tzircha she tishe shrema sar chodesh. What? Amit ein bo mishum tzikri kun. No, okay, come on. Ve tzikri kun atzma, tzircha she tishe, yud beis chodesh. Omrev yezu naktin an ein anporot bebova. What's that supposed to be? Naka chazin and ika. No, I mean, ein din anporot bebova. Oh, my. Because Kibi Deke be Bidavar, Velo Azev Kobil, well, I need a logic complaint. So apparently, Emma Vachamacha. Kido Bari Ali Kobil, Ara, Betaska, Mibne Baga. Akim Vyoib Zizit Lachin, so Fata Marvata Kamoy. Rule, look, Shata Kamaita, fine, you paid, but you ate, you know. Now I'm taking it back. Ashtanan Yavina, and I'm not clean, not to look at me, Papa. So I'm going to look at Tirfa, Mibne Baga, I'm going to look at the Raider of Yoshul of Papa. Well, I understand. You can't see the secret code. Elam Ravuna Bereda Rav Yeshua, Niach Mo'otav, Hakar Natsvi.